Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now on the Friday program is February the 18th. Look at the calendar. Only one more Friday, Jennifer, in the month of February. And then we'll be marching into springtime. Hooray.
I love how you always direct that at Jen.
I know.
Like she's in charge of our calendars.
She is. She's in charge.
He likes to make me feel bad.
Because to it one way or the other.
He likes to make me feel bad because I say, don't waste your life away, Doug. Let's just enjoy it. I mean, don't you think I'm freaking out that it's February is already over? I shouldn't have taken down my Christmas tree at this rate. Please.
I have a confession to make. We didn't ours down yet.
I know. Yours is still up.
Really? It's still up. It's still
nicely done.
Wow. You know what I would say? Good for you. And just put some, you know, slap some green ornaments on it for St. Patrick's Day, some pastels for Easter.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I've done that before. Not with a big tree, but with the little tree that I had in my house, a little white tree. And just decorate it as it comes. Red, white, and blue for the 4th of July, and then whammo blammo, you're back to Christmas again.
I love that plan, because I'm way too lazy to take this all down, because it's so much this year that I did, that I just look at it and I get overwhelmed, and I'm like, okay, well, we like having the Christmas tree lights on at night, so that's what we do. I like the idea, though. I think a green, like adding in green for St. Patrick's, that's great. I love it.
Green is green, they say.
And then it doesn't make you look crazy, you know? No, it's just,
right. Because right now, no one's allowed in our apartment because I feel like we're going to be judged.
But you can just take off the ornaments and leave the lights up because people use Christmas lights for year-round decoration anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, people have lights up, exactly, in the backyard, whatever. Doug Steffen here with the ladies of the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We're going to do a documentary or perhaps some other, and maybe it'll be a little more salacious than a documentary, the ladies of the DJV show. How about that? People magazine, you can see you all on the cover. Yep, I can see it now. All in white light, no, bright lights? Yeah, bright lights. So, speaking of that item, I'm going to make a you're talking about confessions. Last night, as I took Daisy out for her walk, it was 56, 57 degrees. All the ice had melted, or so I thought. We're walking around the back of the shed.
That's
what's wrong. Wes, it's not like there's something wrong.
I knew something was wrong. I can just tell in your voice what happened.
I don't know what has happened because I haven't gone yet. I was thinking of going to the hospital last night, but I didn't.
So you slipped and fell.
I did, and I have no mobility in my left arm.
Dougie. Goodbye. We'll see you later. You need to call the doctor. We'll do the show.
Well, you're going to find the doctor at this hour of the morning. I'll find the doctor later on.
So what are the possibilities here? You've dislocated your left shoulder and you have no feeling?
No, I have feeling in it. I just can't move it. I can't move. I can move the arm sort of back and forth.
From where?
But I can't move it out. Yeah, well, the shoulder to my elbow. That's it. But the upper part of the shoulder is probably the
rotator cuff.
Yeah, probably. I did that on the other side about 10 years ago.
Oh.
And,
so that's where you landed? You landed on your left shoulder?
I think I landed. I can't really tell. Usually I'm pretty good about the fall, and my sister bought me a couple of pairs of cleats to go on my boots, but I didn't put them on last night because it was 57 degrees. Who would have thought on the backside or any place that there was ice? There was ice.
You have a lot of New England packed snow, so
snow's all gone. Gonzo. There's no snow anywhere.
Well, the ice, I mean, we still have ice in Jersey, so it makes sense that you would still have a lot of ice up in New England.
Did you hit your head?
Why, does it sound like I hit my head? No, I didn't hit my head.
Bob Saget, we're worried.
Yeah, no, I know. No, it's not my head. It's the shoulder more than anything else. So, at any rate, if I do, and don't get to the microphone fast enough, that's what you're hearing. So let's see.
You
what
are
kind
going
of,
to the doctor today, right? So because everyone's going to start
get
messaging
off,
and
I'm right
worrying.
To the yeah, exactly. Okay. Getting X-rays, see what happens.
Okay. You may have separated your shoulder. I did that once, and it's painful. Are you in pain currently, or are you just numb?
No, I'm in pain.
Okay. So, yeah,
but
you
I'm
may
not,
have
my,
a separation.
My shoulder is not in pain. What's in pain is the upper part of my, from the upper part of my bicep to the shoulder itself. That's what's in pain, right in the back. I'm feeling it now. Okay. So it's a good thing this isn't television, I think, as much as anything else.
Well, you're talking about a reality show. It would have been better if you had cameras following you so they could have gotten you in an ambulance right away.
And the and
people could bet myself. And be like, when's the next time he's going to have a catastrophic fall?
Yeah. Go to Las Vegas.
You got to be careful. You make me nervous over there.
All right. Hold on.
Banging his head on a tractor, slipping, falling.
I've been pretty careful about the tractor stuff. It's good. Becoming conscious is important.
This is what the audience needs to know. Every morning, we have to do like sort of like a wellness check on Doug because it's all farm-related. Well, I almost cut my finger off. Well, I hit my head. Well, I don't know what day it is. My head's spinning.
I mean, I don't know what day
well,
it is.
Well, we know, Jen, you remember this. You had a concussion on the air. Remember that. This was over a year ago. We remember hearing it, and then you went like for 2 days, and then you got it checked, and you probably did have a concussion because we could just tell there was something off. You weren't formulating words, and you had hit your head really badly. Yeah, we worry.
Okay, well, that's good to be loved. It's nice, very
You're
much.
You're not a Superman, Doug. Be careful. Be careful.
Yeah. I'll come in the air. It's look up in the sky. Okay, so let's do a roundup of what's going on with the Olympics. And where we are, and this young lady appears to be in bad shape. She's obviously in bad company, but she also has managed to embarrass, whether she realizes or not, she's embarrassed herself. I'm not sure what she knows or what she thinks versus the handlers versus what the news media, the people that are watching from the stands. So, but she kind of messed up yesterday. And is it the end of it for her pretty much now?
No.
Well, it wasn't on purpose so that she scored fourth or placed fourth so that because with the whole the medals and the award ceremony, had she gotten first, second, or third, there wouldn't have been the award ceremony then and there. Was this something that she fell all those times on purpose?
I thought that at first, too. I was like, oh, well, she's tanking it just so she can get out of the controversy. Looking at her face and the way she broke down, I don't think she threw it. I think that the pressure hit a 15-year-old the way it would hit any 15-year-old, and she crumbled. And I don't blame her. I mean, she's afraid right now that her mother is going to be in trouble because her mother made up the lie about her grandfather's and the medication. So I think she's afraid for her family. She's in Russia. She might be afraid of other repercussions coming from the top. You know, this is what happens when these types of countries are allowed to compete. The athletes get caught cheating, and then we never hear from them again. I mean, I'm sure she's got a lot going on besides losing the gold, which she was supposed to be a shoe-in for.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's too bad. It's a sad way.
But the other thing is, who did win the female figure skating were two other Russian athletes. So I wonder if they're now going to face further scrutiny. Or even the question
should
is, should they?
Be thrown
they probably
out.
Should.
They should, right?
Throw them out.
They got the gold and silver, and Japan got the bronze. So I don't know. I mean those are her two teammates.
They got thrown out already once. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's the same bunch. It's just.
I know. We just extend more and more opportunity. Like, oh, they'll be different this time. Well,
yeah.
Not so much.
Maybe, maybe not. There's a survey this week that suggests that people are moving from the coastal parts of our country into what we refer to as America's heartland, the flyover states. The folks in Middle America, and frankly, a lot of the stations that carry this program are in Middle America, the Midwest, the Southwest, the South, Mid-South, if you will. So I find it interesting that this report this week from the Heartland Forward Foundation says that workers are migrating from the coasts into the middle of the country, pretty much the 20 or so central states, both large, big metropolitan areas, New York, Boston, Washington, Philadelphia, and even down into Florida, but mostly northeasterly. And on the west coast, on the other coast, Jennifer, people from San Francisco, Los Angeles, Portland even, some of these areas are, they're moving. And so these, the country's demographics are changing, political demographics are changing, and the economic realities, new businesses, that sort of stuff. We were talking about that yesterday with the fact that there are a lot of new businesses. The winners seem to be the metro areas that leverage their existing amenities, that already have services, that can increase increase the services. But I would guess places like Nashville, where you are, Jay, there's a big draw there. For lots of reasons.
Sure.
Did you find, since you've lived there, what, about 10 years? How long have you lived in Nashville?
Yeah, almost 10 years, and it is just even the downtown skyline from when we first moved to now is completely different. There's so much traffic. So many people keep moving in. It's a seller's market for sure right now, not so much a buyer's market.
Right.
That's the same with Austin. Look at how Austin has blown up. I have a couple of friends who had to get relocated because they work in the tech industry, so they went from California to Austin, and Austin just can't handle, they just... It's not big enough to handle all the traffic and the commuting, and it's they're going to have to build, like, you know, double the highways and stuff. It's wild. They weren't expecting that much of an influx, and I feel like Nashville's kind of the same, although Nashville's kind of cooler even than Austin at this point. So
Nashville's taking in a lot of California conservatives. Like, everybody who's conservative in California goes, I can't take this state anymore. They're moving to Nashville.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a buyer's market, Jay. What's happened, and this happened in Colorado a while ago. It's why people hate Californians, is that it's so expensive to live in California that we drive up prices when we leave and go into other states. So if we go into Tennessee, if we go into Nashville, if we go into Colorado, Colorado saw a huge bubble with their real estate because Californians were like, this is great, this is so cheap, but it wasn't cheap for Colorado.
Right.
Just California thought it was
can be said for places like Cincinnati and Columbus and even Ann Arbor, Michigan, great college town, Madison, Wisconsin. It's another great college town, Iowa City, which
I find
is a transportation hub.
Because I constantly ask people, because you always hear the rumor, are people really leaving California? And the top destinations are Arizona, Nevada, Texas, Florida, and Tennessee.
Look how many celebrities have moved to the Austin area, too, out of L.A. They just left Hollywood.
Gonzo, L.A. is too crazy for me. Even. All right, 18 after. This is the DJV show.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
Thank you. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Friday DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay leading the charge into the world of the social media trending stories. And one of them has to do with Jake Gyllenhaal. We're going to have a spelling contest right after the pause here to see who can spell Jake Gyllenhaal's last name right after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
All right, we figure out how to spell. What did you say? It was pronounced Gyllenhaal, not Gyllenhaal?
Correct.
Is that the correct way? All right. So Jake and his sister both spelled their last names the same way. So that's it. That's a start. That's a hint. Why do you find that amusing? I like your. I love your last.
Spell their names the same way.
Yeah, that's a hint. Okay, so the sister's not a part of the story. However, Jake and Taylor are. So what's the scoop?
Jake Gyllenhaal is finally giving some reaction to Taylor Swift's song All Too Well with the re-recording of her Red album. He did a profile in Esquire, and it's like he gave a statement without kind of like really giving a statement. He just said that artists tap into personal experiences for inspiration, and he's not going to begrudge anybody of that.
Well, I thought it was interesting, more interesting than that, because it's sort of like a non-statement, but more interesting than that was when I think that Us Weekly article said that in 2013, which I wasn't paying much attention to Taylor Swift back then, I'm more of like a recent fan, but in 2013, she said that after he, I guess a bunch of years went by, and then I guess Jake listened to the album Red, which is pretty much all about him, and then he emailed her and said that it was a bittersweet thing listening to the whole album, and that, you know, he understood how she felt or whatever, and she said that was much nicer, and then she didn't say names, but I think we can all guess, and she goes, well, that's a lot better than this other guy who sent me these, like, ranting emails after I wrote a song, and I was like, well, that's John Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly that was
John
Mayer.
In New York Magazine, yeah. That was a great interview that she did. Well, one of the other things that Jake Gyllenhaal touched on was not so much just about the All Too Well, but the conversation of celebrities and their fans and the divisiveness, how there's something going on with one celebrity against another celebrity or anything like that, the fans will not only pick a side, but they will send threats and they'll get really harsh on social media. Totally. We're seeing that a little bit right now between Kanye West and why did I just forget his name? Pete Davidson.
Like a wrestling match. Everybody thinks that, like, they're actually an army. And that's kind of the problem. In Britney's case, it worked out well for her, but and then they tackled the bad guys. But in a lot of cases, it's just these armies of fans just go
it's
to
like
war.
A cult.
Yeah, it is. Right. It's wild.
All right. There's a bit of news on Britney. Basically, she's going to testify in Congress about conservatorship, right?
She's been invited to speak on the controversial conservatorship, and she even made a statement of, like, I finally, for the first time in my life, feel heard.
Well, that's good. She is being heard. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford and Sunrun Solar are partnering to advance home energy storage and solar power using the F-150 Lightning truck to power homes. The F-150 Lightning, with available Ford integrated backup power, can provide power and security during an electrical outlet. The first electric truck in the U.S. to offer this capability. In the future, new features will offer additional ways to manage energy use. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some of the peaceful Freedom Convoy protesters in Canada against COVID mandates by the Canadian government have been arrested. Leaders Chris Barber and Tamara Leach have been taken into custody. Tammy, a day before she was arrested, knew the repercussions for standing up for freedom.
I'll probably be going somewhere tomorrow where I'll be getting 3 square meals a day, and that's okay. I'm okay with that, and I want you to know that I'm not afraid. It is breaking my heart. You guys, I just want you to stay strong.
Described as the most intense rainfall in decades, well over 100 people have died from floods and landslides that swept through the mountain city of Petropolis, nestled in the mountains above the city of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The peaceful protesters in Canada by truckers demanding an end to Canada's freedom-killing COVID mandates are now being arrested by Prime Minister Trudeau's police force. One shop owner in Ottawa was forced to shut down because she chose to support freedom. Tammy Giuliani on Fox News.
Never in my 56 years have I ever experienced a country so divided, so full of hatred towards friends and neighbors. Someone draped a large bed sheet over our sign, and the sign read, Tammy supports terrorists.
As more people see the political tyranny in Canada, some Americans are choosing not to be outdone when standing up for freedom. In fact, American mothers are getting behind the People's Convoy, a U.S. protest calling for the end of COVID-19 pandemic mandates. Organizer Maureen Steele on Newsmax Thursday.
The mothers are coming out swinging, and they are busy supplying up the truckers, doing care packages, food, water, all of that, to get to the truckers for this convoy. We have LGBTQ groups even jumping onto this convoy. The word patriotic seems to have taken on a negative connotation with the very far left as being, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists, are now the new patriots. But that is not true. They can't change Webster's dictionary. We are just freedom-loving, country-loving people, as we all should be.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the DJV, not the download. This is the Rio McCoy. The download comes later. You can get it, though, as was suggested by Mr. Peterson there at DJV Show, at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Reaction spots for social media and trending ideas, thoughts. We will take your thoughts and comments until we do the countdown hour later on. Have some of your thoughts in there. Meanwhile, we celebrate today on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug, National Battery Day. Now, when I first saw this, I thought, oh, this is going to be a discussion about what bad husbands do to their wives. But that's not what this is about. It's about batteries, like the battery
different
in your
battery.
Car. Yes. And one wonders, that's an interesting thing about the English language. How we have different words and the same word means something different. What could be more different than a battery in a car and then the reference to, let's say, a salt and battery?
Right.
Spelled the same way, but where'd that come from? And, you think about the origins of the language, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway.
Hey, both get charged.
Oh, hey.
That was really good for really early.
That
took me a second. That was good.
Hey.
I said to Lewis last night when I was putting this together, I go, hey, did you know an Italian, because my husband is 100% Italian, and, you know, it's sort of like running jokes about Italian in our family, the Irish and the Italians in our house.
Right.
And so I said, did you know an Italian invented the battery? And he goes, no, but we're accused of battery a lot. And I was like, oh, okay.
Look at us, Lewis and I on this
yeah.
line.
Okay, so here's an even better one. The guy's name who invented it was named Volt. Get it? Volt in a battery? Volt.
Yeah.
Voltage. Got it? Okay. Anyway, you know how a battery works? Like acid and zinc and all the things that are inside. It's very interesting, actually. The charges, the positive, the negative. We check batteries. Sneaker on the farm. Sneaker's one of the guys on the farm. He takes a wrench to see if there's any juice in the battery. He takes a wrench and puts it across the battery to see if there's sparks when he put the...
Totally safe.
Plus. Yeah.
I love OSHA. Your farm is an OSHA nightmare. Like, it's just... I hope they never visit you.
Yeah, me too. All right, so anyway, the story of the battery. Back to the 1800s, there have been batteries. Putting it together and having it so that you can keep the acids and stuff, that has been the challenge, because acid obviously is really, it renders a lot of things useless. It's very, very toxic and eats away at substances. So that was the challenge. And Mr. Volta addressed it to a certain extent. But then there was another fellow named William Cruikshank, who was no relation to Shawshank. In 1802, he designed a battery for mass production, dealing with the corrosion problems, that sort of thing. And then there was a chemist who received accolades for moving it along, John Danielle, I believe was his name. Not that there's going to be a test on this anytime soon, but it is, you know, you think about batteries and flashlights, for example, how those little things work. The little teeny ones, those batteries you put in your watch, are the batteries that are in the, what, they're batteries in the phone, right? Aren't there batteries in the phone?
Yeah.
I think there are batteries in the phone. That's how it works.
Of course.
Keep it charged up. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
All right, so think about that.
From our tech report, Doug says batteries are in phones.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
And we'll have more later on. All right, the Gallup poll on Gen Z adults saying or suggesting or basically proving with research, 1 in 5 in Gen Z. Okay, what ages are we talking about? Gen Z is, because we seem to argue about this yesterday, we were trying to find terminology for post-Gen Z. Is it Gen...
Those are alphas. Post-Gen
Alpha?
Z is... Yeah. So,
yeah.
So Gen Z is mid to late 90s, or the birth
like
years.
Like 97 to 2012.
Okay. All right. So 1 in 5 of them identifies as an L, a G, a B, a T, or a Q. And that number apparently is going up, according to this Gallup poll. People who identify as LGBTQ could make up 10 to 15% of the adult population. Well, is that different, or is it just more people identifying themselves? I guess that's the
I think
the
it's
question.
More people just feeling like, you know, a lot of younger kids today don't necessarily have, you know, the coming out of the closet moment that older generations had, because it's just sort of like more parents are accepting, society is more accepting, and so there isn't this big moment, you know, this watershed moment. It's just kind of like, yep, parents are, you know, sort of suspect, I think, at an earlier age if their child might be, you know, somewhere in the LGBTQ world. And I just think depending on where you live, obviously, not every place is gay friendly. So, and we know there are pockets of the country that are still very, very backwards and doing conversion therapy and horrible things to, you know, to young kids. But I think for the most part in general, you know, it's a different society.
Can I ask just a question that I really do wonder, like, everyone's honest opinion about? It's not meant to be controversial in any way, because I do think that we do have a better climate for people who are truly LGBTQ to come out and to feel more free to be who they are. But watching young kids like I do in my life right now going through school, I feel like there's almost a pressure in that direction. Like, everybody is, at least maybe it's a Los Angeles thing, but I see a lot of kids who are forced to say, well, these are my pronouns, this is how I identify. Do you think that there's also, maybe, as we've seen before, an overcorrection, where there's almost like a pressure on kids to make, like, it, instead of being who they naturally are, to make a choice about what they want to be? Does that make sense?
I know what you're saying, and I actually asked one of my best friends is a teacher of, you know, like sixth graders, and so I asked her about that too, and I said, you know, do you think that that's real? And she said, I'm not seeing that. She teaches in New York City, and she said, I have not seen that. She said, and I've actually seen the opposite, where kids are coming into school and feeling empowered and using pronouns that they feel comfortable with, and the parents are just totally rejecting it. So she's like, the schools are kind of caught in between, what do we do to honor, you know, to keep up with our own school policies and honoring everyone and being inclusive, and then also dealing with parents who are angry that we're allowing our kid to choose their pronouns. So she said sometimes that's been really the biggest issue, but for the most part, you know, and again, it's New York City, so I don't know how different it would be in L.A. There just seems to be more of an openness, and it's less of a big deal.
So how much of a change
does this bring?
But this
survey, by the way, was done of adults. So these are people who are over 18, and so I don't know that they're feeling pressure at that age to, you know, be something different. I don't know.
Is this a genetic thing? Is it, how is it that there is, are there really more, or is it just as you're suggesting that people are coming out, that it just,
I think they're more visible,
more comfortable for people to come out? You know, it seems like that's a large percentage, 10-15% of the adult population being in that category or those categories. It seems like a lot to me, and only because I'm thinking of the circles that I travel in, and I'm pretty comfortable. I have a number of gay friends, and, you know, I've said this 100 times. It makes any difference. I forget.
Are they around your age?
No, they're younger than I am.
Okay, because I read a thing that baby boomers especially had the probably the most difficult time coming out of the closet, because their parents are, you know, the greatest generation, and there was so much pressure on baby boomers.
I can believe that.
And a lot of baby boomers, which is really sad, a lot of baby boomers never came out of the closet until their parents passed away. And then they felt finally like they could live, you know, their own free life. Yeah.
It's really sad.
Well, but there's also a thing of, like, there's something wrong with you if that's how you felt or if that's how you
want
to live
in my generation.
That's
the way.
Yeah, and that's just not the case.
Yeah.
And regarding the kids aren't thinking about sexual attraction. And that's what, like, younger kids. So when it comes to their gender and everything, it's like, why does it even matter? Just let kids be kids. It doesn't matter if they're boys or girls or identify as boys or girls. Just let kids play.
Our society is so, and I feel the transition, which is good, but we're so obsessed with putting people in boxes. And we have done that for so many generations.
You think it's tough here? Move to the Middle East and see how well this reality works in the Middle East.
You
don't even survive.
But here in America, where we don't have that issue, it's still a problem of people, you know, needing to check boxes, and it's
all right. So what box does this check? Sophia Giroux, is that how you pronounce her name? J-I-R-A-U, becoming the first Victoria's Secret model with Down syndrome, 24 years old from Puerto Rico. How did she get recognized, or how did she get into the business? This is a pretty good story. I would think this would be a...
This is an interesting story,
movie,
for sure.
Yeah.
She started modeling in 2019 when she was 23, and she would have been 21, I think, back then. But then she's done New York Fashion Week. She did the equivalent in Puerto Rico of Fashion Week, and she said she's always dreamed of being a model, so she's one of 18 women that Victoria's Secret has used for their Love Cloud collection, which is like sort of a new everyday collection. And of course, Victoria's Secret is really trying hard to, you know, essentially woke wash their whole business model, because they were so horrific, and every major model
become irrelevant.
Yeah, and so I think this is good for her. But I also, you know, I also see what Victoria's Secret is doing, and they're really trying to be extra exclusive. And like
words,
I said, they're trying to literally woke wash their horrible past. I mean, they had abuses and sexual abuse and of models, and it was so bad.
They're trying to whitewash. No, never mind. My joke.
It's woke wash.
Yeah.
No, it's what did they call it? It's woke washing. It's
you just throw
so much wokeness at everybody. It's like, oh, well, let's just forget.
See, that's
a
term that if you talk about generational things, that means absolutely nothing to me.
Well, it does, because you know what woke is.
I do, but it doesn't get used. That term doesn't get used in my circle or people that I know, even the people who are a generation younger. And I find it... somebody asked me, the next door neighbor asked me if Charlie, the new mayor, had gone woke. And I said, what do you mean? Well, he wants everybody to wear a mask. I said he doesn't want everybody to wear a mask. He wants to follow what the mandates are from government. It's from the state and the feds.
And that's not even being woke. So your person there who asked you that doesn't know what that means.
Oldest New England Patriots fan has died at 106. Myrtle Millage was in her 40s when the Patriots became a franchise in the old American Football League in 1960. She was recognized as the oldest fan. So at 106, she's had a great life. Good for her. It's 46.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, right. Thank you. 46 after the hour.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
It's for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. And it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause malnutrition. mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour. Time for us to run down the top five tech items of the week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Hewin, my cohort, who has done the research and come up with the five big tech stories of the week. Starting at number five, with the use of Wi-Fi devices. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this came after, we're looking back at the pandemic in multiple ways. And so Comcast did an internet customer survey, and they found that nearly 1 billion devices in their connectivity, in their network, were connected to Wi-Fi in 2021. Now, it makes sense, right? People started working from home. Kids were doing schooling from home. People, you know, if you only had one Wi-Fi router in your house, maybe you needed to add another one to boost the signal. And so the data load that Wi-Fi networks carry is only expected to increase from this point on, as the use of connected devices for health monitoring and streaming and home and smart home tech has only grown. The number of devices connected to Comcast Wi-Fi households increased 12-fold in the last couple of years. Health devices are the fastest growing category. More than 49 million smartwatches and fitness trackers are connected to Wi-Fi, which is a 39-fold increase since 2018. So that's the future. That's where we're headed. More Wi-Fi.
All right. Number four on our list is a focus on crypto.
Yeah, romance scammers made off with a total of $139 million in crypto last year, which is five times more the amount that was stolen in 2020. So this is just in 2021, $139 million in crypto. So crypto payments made up the largest fraction of that was lost to these types of scammers, $547 million lost to scammers in 2021 total. Victims each averaged just under $10,000 in loss. In crypto on average. And again, these are all catfishers. People were dating online. They were lonely. And, you know, the Tinder swindler, that's all you need to do is watch that and see exactly how this scam works. But this is, you know, people need to be a lot more careful when they're online dating.
I consider number three to be good news, Intel buying up a chip maker.
Yeah, Intel this week announced that they've agreed to buy Israel's Tower Semiconductor for $5.4 billion in cash. Now, the reason that this is important is because Intel is America's largest chip maker, and they're seeking to significantly expand their specialty manufacturing capability. As we know, this is a time of surging semiconductor demand. Everyone also kind of wants to make a move away from China. So Israel has a lot of great companies and a lot of tech, and so it's not surprising that Intel would target a smaller tech company, a semiconductor company from Israel. So this is something that Intel is really, as we know, we've reported several times, they're opening that big factory in Ohio in the next couple of years, and so they're really beefing up their capability, which we all need, that every company who's involved with semiconductors and chips, they need to focus on this because we're still at a deficit. You know, we're still behind, and we need to be able to come up with more chipsets and more semiconductors. So that's, you know, as we move forward with more tech.
A lot of bootlegging going on in those areas, too. All right, number two on our list of the top five stories this week has to do with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, so the team announced this week that they had fallen victim to a ransomware attack that encrypted files on their corporate IT network. Now, the San Francisco 49ers confirmed that they have been dealing with the authorities, they've been dealing with the FBI, the operators of Blackbyte ransomware, which is a hacking group. They listed the 49ers as one of their victims on a dark web leak site, and essentially what this site is they make a ransom demand, and then they go on to this site and they publicly shame the victims and force them into paying whatever demands they're extorting. And so the good news is, though, this did not affect ticket holders, which was a concern, obviously, because your information is stored if you're a season ticket holder. And they said nothing connected with Levi's Stadium, the operations or ticket holders was affected. But this, if they had gone to the Super Bowl, which they almost did, then they said that this could have been so much worse with all kinds of, you know, it really complicates the issue a lot more. So thankfully, I guess in this case, they didn't get to the Super Bowl, and but they're still working with the FBI on figuring out how to shore up their systems.
All right, number one, speaking of shoring up systems,
yep.
It's the Russians again. The Russians are coming. Actually, the Russians are here.
Yeah, so the U.S. intelligence community warned that Russia-sponsored hackers have repeatedly attempted to infiltrate computer networks belonging to the Department of Defense contractors. So these are not actual defense, it's not the defense agency, it's government contractors in the private sector who have not beefed up their cybersecurity enough, and so the Russians have repeatedly tried to break into numerous companies.
Yeah. I think we should just wipe them out. All right. That'll solve everything, right? It's 59 past the hour. You've been listening to the top five items on the countdown sheet from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.